This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today, it's help. Today, it's hope. Today, it's there's life beyond where you are. If you're in a position where you're dealing with an addiction or you have a family member that is, we're here to help you. We've been talking about Recovery Rocks, and you might say, what is that exactly? Well, we are here to tell you more with Jennifer Hope. She's the founder and director of The Mom of an Addict, and we'll talk about that help group also. But Jen, thank you so much for your time. Tell me what you guys are planning for Recovery Rocks.
You're welcome, and thank you for allowing us this chance to tell everyone what we have up our sleeves. Recovery Rocks is a day where we bring together resources for substance use, mental health and wellness, dynamic speakers, live music, food trucks, kids activities, all the things so that we can spread hope, end the stigma and connect people.
Yes, absolutely. There is a stigma. We know that. There is a thought and people have their own ideas of what someone that's dealing with addiction looks like, sounds like, what jobs they are in. Help us bust that myth and help us to understand, Jen.
Actually, the name of our group came about because someone I was in a Bible study with who did not know me when my son was actively using said to me twice in 1 week, Jen Hope, you don't look like the mom of an addict. She was very well-meaning, and I sat with that and I thought, well, what's the mom of an addict look like? Or someone who's struggling with substances or gambling or shopping or pornography.
Yes.
They look like me.
Yes.
Or your next door neighbor or the person who works beside you. It's all of us. There's no discrimination with this disease.
Or someone sitting next to you in church.
Exactly.
So when we take that veil off and understand that it is rampant and it can be anybody around you and families that are saying, yes, that's us, that's me. You would have never thought our family would have this. Then you're trying to help people when they feel like they're probably lost or hidden because no one would suspect them or that person. What do you want to accomplish through Recovery Rocks and also the Mom of an Addict?
Main goal is let people know they're not alone and there's always hope.
So this event is coming up on Sunday, September the 15th. It's at a new location this year. We want to point that out. Headwaters Park. Tell us what's happening that day.
Well, we are kind of taking over that park area where, you know, we all go ice skating in the winter and the parking lot beside it. So we needed more space and we wanted to make this event more accessible to everyone because transportation can be an issue. And we're here downtown and people can walk or bike or take public transportation.
And I have to ask you this. I know the answer, but I want you to say it. What's the cost, Jen?
It's free.
Yay.
That's the best part.
Woohoo! We love that. And say the times again in this kind of a open house setting, but also you have things going on like speakers and music.
We do. The event runs from 2 to 6 and 2 to 3 is a time to connect with the community and all the resources. 3 to 5 is when all the things are happening on the stage. And then from 5 to 6 is more time of connection and we'll have some giveaways, goodies from the food truck and wrap up the day.
That's so good. I know we don't have all the time in the world, but I will say this, that on my conversations link right now, you can find this interview, you can share it, you can find the information about Recovery Rocks and what we talked about earlier, the Mom of an Addict. It's a support group and it can help you. And I encourage you to reach out to them and find the help that you need and know that you are not alone. And Jen, we thank you so much for what you're doing and we can't wait to see you September 15th.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
Everything you need to know is at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.